Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast from Papageno, a sunny day today, high well into the 50s. Pat will be along with the forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you, there are cuts needed in Kent to the budget, needed to keep the mill rate steady. In a story in the Republican American, the Board of Finance has directed the Board of Education to cut $80,000 from its proposed 2022-23 budget, and there are more cuts expected in the municipal budget. The town has a $13.1 million proposed budget, and a tax increase appears inevitable after multiple years of no hikes. In fact, last year was a slight decrease. It's about a 1.42 mil increase, according to the Finance Board Chairman. The Treasurer said there's a 2.4% increase in the grand list this year. But the Finance Board, at the current rate, at 18.61 mils, but was later corrected by Town Clerk, who said it's 18.57. So there's some changes on the way. The Cornwall Board has sent a letter in support of Sharon Hospital, not agreeing with the new Vance Health Transfer Plan. Board of Selectmen passed a statement of support to maintain all vital services at Sharon Hospital. That will be sent to the state legislators and Governor Ned Lamont and members of Congress. First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said he's attended many meetings lately on the hospital issue and has heard about other towns coming out with similar resolutions. He's concerned the transformation plan will curtail needed services, including the maternity ward that has been targeted for closing. He'd like to see a cooperative effort made to strengthen the hospital. When the hospital was purchased by New Vance Health, it was stated, the certificate of need, that no changes would be made for 5 years, and now those changes are being proposed well before that time, he noted. Enrollment dictates what happens with the Region 1 budget. Business manager Sam Herrick preached to the choir during the hearing of the proposed 2022-23 Region 1 budget. Only 13 audience members attending the Zoom session were school administrator and board members also. No members of the public took part, so there were no questions or comments. The $16.6 million budget, which would increase spending by over $639,000 or 3.9% compared to the current fiscal year, will next go to a referendum May 3rd in the region's six towns, Canaan, Cornwall, Falls Village, Kent, Salisbury, and Sharon. Herrick explained three components of the package: Housatonic Valley Regional High School getting a little over $8.4 million. That's up about $258,000 or 3.1%. Pupil Services, $6,682,000, up about 4.2%. And the Regional School Service Center was up about 7.3% from $1.552 million. Consumer advocate Ralph Nader has ripped New York Governor Kathy Hochul on the Bills Stadium deal, calling it a giveaway. The former presidential candidate said that the Buffalo Bills Stadium would require $850 million in New York taxpayers' funding. In a public letter to the New York governor, Nader argued the new stadium, stated to be built in Orchard Park for $1.4 billion, should be named the Taxpayer Stadium. As your advisors know fully well, the all economics conclude that tax-funded stadiums are an ocean of red ink and do not produce jobs. Nader has for years fought for green energy initiatives and taken on consumer crusades on issues like vehicle and aircraft safety. Meanwhile, the governor's office responded to Nader's comments, saying that the stadium agreement secures the Bills' longtime future in western New York while putting thousands of union workers back to work. Stockbridge voters face a contest, a select board and planning board races at the annual meeting on May 17th, a two-way race for the select board seat held by Roxanne McCaffrey, the current chairwoman, is the highlight of this year's annual town election ballot. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. They've got dinner specials 7 days a week. You'll find them on the web at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,721.12, the NASDAQ at 13,711.00, and the S&P 500 at 4488.28. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.